Welcome back, listeners, and thank you guys for tuning back into the Funhouse Cats. With you now is your host, Sabir, alongside my co-host for tonight, the one, the only, the red-headed superhero, Caitlin, the real cat of the hour. How do you do, my dear?
Tired.
Tired, yes.
Tired of your voice.
Tired of my voice. I think everybody's tired of my voice.
Tired of you breathing.
God.
Tired of your snoring.
Why do we breathe?
No, I'm just kidding.
Why do you breathe?
Good question. I don't have to.
I'm sure a lot of people can do that for long, prolonged periods of time. But I'd rather you breathe and not turn blue on me. Considering how far we are from a hospital right now, I don't want to have to airlift you out of here.
You don't even have a helicopter.
I'd have to call one, obviously. Obviously, I don't own a helicopter, but if I did, I wouldn't airlift you.
I don't think we're that far from a hospital. I mean, you've seen the horrific wrecks that are around here.
True. God, people, with that being said, drive safe. There's just so much craziness out there going on, especially on the roads. It's insane. I'm telling you, I drive around 60 miles to work one way, and I'm a night shift guy. It's crazy. It's like a speedway on the freeway. It's crazy. Like, people come so close to hitting me and just immediately turn in onto the other side of the lane. It kind of freaks me out, but I kind of got used to it. But still, man, it's like you're messing with people's lives at that point. And you have the potential to ruin someone's life. So just stop it and just go 65 miles per hour. Get to your family safe. Get to your friends safe. Get to your parents safe. It's not worth it. It's not worth destroying two lives or multiple lives all at once. Right, Kat?
Right. You think that they go fast around here because we're near Adelanto where the Grand Prix is?
They go fast anywhere. Like, legit. It doesn't have to...
Yeah, but it's really bad here. Sorry.
It's really bad all over the place, I think, in my opinion. Especially in SoCal. Oh, no, especially in Colorado. Y'all be driving like freaking Jeff Gordon.
Nobody's on the road.
Well, nobody's, you know, there's about like 40 million people here, but people still drive crazy.
I know.
God, I have to.
There's
have to...
nobody in Colorado to wreck into generally.
Except
and
like,
if there is, you usually see them for a couple miles coming.
Except like a random deer on the side, on the road or something. That's
okay, that usually happens whenever it's like dark out. And you know Colorado gets black.
It does. It does. And there's hardly any streetlights. And like you said, there's hardly any people driving. So, I mean, you're technically out there by yourself.
You can use your brights. So.
Yeah. Well, with that message being said, drive safe, people. And get, like I said, just cool it. Calm it down, buddies. Calm it down. But let's jump right into what we want to talk about for tonight's segment. We're going to be talking about those people you dream about drowning in a pool of sweat with lemon.
Or those people that you dream are drowning you.
Yes, that's very good. We're going to be talking about toxic people because it seems like they're just scattered around all over the place like flies on shit. I'm telling you, it's just they're just you just run into a random toxic person and you don't even know they're toxic until they start getting into your life and they start hating on you and they just start belittling you.
They're like the infection that gets inside a cut. They're like gangrene.
Gangrene.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Gangrene is an infection that a lot of diabetics can get, but anyone can get it. Mm-hmm. Diabetics are just more prone to it because of diabetic things.
Okay.
But because they're more prone to infection. Mm-hmm. Gangrene, it spreads rapidly and you have to amputate the limb.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Usually, if you don't catch it fast enough. I actually know a guy who lost his leg because of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he have diabetes?
His name is Bob.
Okay. Oh, no. What Bob spelled backwards? Boob! Oh, wait. That's Bob. But anyways. But yeah. Yeah. That's a good thing you just said there. Right?
That's
a good comparison. Not about Bob. That's horrible. He lost. I'm not saying what happened to Bob is acceptable. No, I'm sad for the guy. Boob, I'm totally sorry for you. But toxic people just grind my goddamn gears. You'd expect an individual to just want to carry on in their lives happy, right? Because the point of life is living happy, is living free, and is living, you know, it's just living happy, in my opinion, right? But there's people out there that just can't stand to see other people happy. It's like they take that happiness and they convert it just straight into anger and straight into animosity. And it just triggers something in their brain for them to want to react and just destroy the other person's life.
Yeah, I think that's because they're miserable. I think they don't know anything but to be miserable. And then they just, you know, the saying, misery loves company.
It does.
It's like they're jealous of other people's happiness because they're too stupid to go out and find their own.
But what do you think it is about misery that, you know, they're feeling that wants them to make other people feel miserable? Like, why would they wish that upon anybody? You know, because misery can be fixed, right? Just surround yourself by people that are happy. And then, you know, hopefully they help you out. You don't have to, like, destroy other people and make them miserable. That's like being counterproductive right there. You know what I mean? So why is it always the negativity that wins instead of the positivity?
It's easier to see the negativity a lot of the times.
It is. I see that. I witnessed that firsthand. Like at every job I've ever had. And holy shit, I just realized once again that my pants are ripped.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
It's always in the same place.
But going back, okay, yeah, you're right. Negativity always seems to find a home in somebody's life, and it always just supersedes positivity for some reason. I'll give you an example. Most of my jobs, like, I know it's a manager's job to point out your flaws, right? But I mean, you don't always just have flaws. Like, you don't always just have negative traits in your everyday job activities. You know what I mean? There's some things you do good, but it seems like the negative aspects of what you do at your job always seem to come up, and they just always like nag at you for them. You know, it could be like the smallest thing, like, oh, Sabir, you forgot to flush the toilet again, you bastard! Don't do that. You're making everyone throw up. I can see why that's a big issue, but come on, man. It's just like one time, you know? That's never happened to me, but that's the only thing I can think of at the time, you know?
I remember one time I stacked the blankets too high as a CNA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I stacked 4 instead of 3. Right? That's where I was at. And the DON, the director of nursing, comes in and looks at it, and she's like, "You have to redo this whole closet."
Jeez.
God,
Talk about mental breakdown.
I hated her.
Talk about being a Karen. Karen before Karen even existed. But jeez.
No, I think that was right around the time Karen started existing.
Oh, God. Talk about motivation, eh? But toxicity. Toxicity. You'll find it anywhere. You'll find it in your shoe. You'll find it in your pocket sometimes. Sometimes you even find it in your closet. You'll find it in your wardrobe. You'll find it in your book. You'll find it anywhere. And, you know, it's just, I think it's everybody's job to be able to identify. In order to live a healthy, successful, happy life and to carry on living it, you know, for the rest of your life, to carry on living a happy, healthy, successful life, is that you need to be able to identify, you know, those people on the spot so that you don't bring them too close. Because once you bring them too close, it's like, you know, you're pretty much sleeping with a bomb. Like, you just brought a bomb to bed, and, you know, that thing's ready to detonate and just destroy your entire family, because it's just toxic. It's like a cloud of just toxicity that just consumes you, and by the time you know it, it's just, you know, the poison is just too deep into the bloodstream for any anti, you know, whatever, anti-stuff that takes poison away to do any good. You know?
Yep. Honestly, I really like the gangrene comparison.
Why do you gotta go back to Bob? I'm pretty sure Bob was a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. I'm not going back to Bob. I'm going back to gangrene itself.
No, but you really want to go back to Bob. I mean, he made some bad choices in life, all right? He drank a little bit too much soda, but the guy was a good guy, all right?
That's not what I was saying. I was saying gangrene. If you leave a cut untreated, that's when you get gangrene, okay? It can come from even like a tiny paper cut. Mm-hmm. But then you leave it untreated, and pretty soon your whole pinky has gangrene, and if you leave it even more untreated, your whole hand, and then your whole arm. So toxic people, they're like gangrene. If you, they cut you, and then if you leave them, they infect you, and then you have to amputate that part of your life.
Damn. You should write a book. Put that in a book.
I'm not patient enough for that.
A two-page book, bestseller right there. No, but I totally understand that. I like that. I like that. I like just what you said right now, because it's true. It's true. Like, once you get involved with them, once they find your weakness, they'll make it a point to grab the reins of your life and just steer you in any direction they want. And usually, it's down a hole, down a giant, just black, dark hole that has no end and no light. Just destroys light, just bends everything that it consumes, and you just can't get out, you know?
So it's basically your grave.
They pretty much just want to lead you to your grave. That's pretty much what it is. And, you know, like I said earlier, it happens more often than not. I mean, a lot of people say that, you know, a hater's been hating since day one. You know what I mean? So if someone's been hating on, if someone's hating on you, if someone wants... is praying for your downfall. They've been praying for your downfall since day one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, not every person out there is like that. You'll find a very select few that actually do want to see you not succeed.
You mean do want to see you succeed?
Do not want to see you succeed. A very...
I thought...
No, all right, so those... not everybody in the world is toxic. You know what I mean?
I know.
There's a good chunk of people that are toxic, but then there's a good chunk of people that do want to see you succeed, which is, I want to say, like, at least 90% of the people you hang around with. Otherwise, you wouldn't hang around with them, right? Because what do people have a tendency to do when people are around things that harm them? They don't want to stay close to them, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, if you sleep next to a fire one night and your hair catches on fire, right? And you wake up bald and, like, just in pain. You're not going to do it again because you know it hurts you, right? Right?
Yeah. Why would I sleep that close to a fire?
I don't know. That's my point. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're going to get burned. You know if you sleep next to that fire, you're going to get burned eventually. Or you have the potential of being burned. And so when people sense that, they automatically just stray away from potentially being hurt, right? So I think a lot of people have a good sense of gauging, you know, a toxic person from a non-toxic person, mm-hmm. right? But then there's other people that just, they're just like, it's talking to a damn, you know, brick. Like, they, you can, you know, talk to them and say shit to them and they won't even, like, be offended. I know people like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Literally, they do not get offended for anything. They don't even, like, notice the way you're, like, if you give them an attitude and then, you know, someone tells them, hey, that guy was giving you attitude, why'd you let him talk to you like that? They'd be like, oh, he was? They're just not aware of things. They just let it go, you know?
Honestly, I low-key, like, admire those people.
Yeah.
Because if more people were like that, the world might actually be a better place.
That shit's crazy. It trips me out. Like, it's crazy how people could just be nonchalant about it and They won't even take effect. They won't even take... They won't even flinch at someone trying to abuse them, you know? Because, I don't know. They just don't pick it up. But not everybody in the world is like that. A lot of people are sensitive. And it's not because they're sissies. It's because the world can hurt you if you're not careful. So sensitivity isn't a bad thing.
Never said it was.
Because sensitivity ultimately leads to a person just wanting to be safe, you know, safe from harm.
True, but you're never ever gonna be truly safe from harm. There are times when you should duck and cover and be sensitive about it, but there are also times when you need to just grit your teeth, take it.
Okay, so let me ask you this
roll
question.
Roll with it.
Can I ask you a question? Okay, so when is it okay to let a toxic person in your life? Do you have to set certain boundaries?
Yeah.
Or do you just let them, you know, be toxic and just ignore them? Kind of like, you know, the people that don't show effect to people down talking them.
There are, what I meant whenever I said sometimes you just gotta grit your teeth. Mm-hmm. I was referring to people like my director of nursing. Can't exactly go without a job.
Former director of nursing, right? Because you're not CNA anymore.
Yeah, former director of nursing. Yeah, whatever.
You don't want to get sued here.
Why would that? Bob wasn't my director of nursing.
I'm just kidding. What? But anyways, yeah, I'm sorry. But keep going.
But, like, to a certain extent, if you have toxic people planted in your life, you're gonna have to deal with them.
Okay.
But you don't let them so deep in your life that they affect, like, your family. If you have a family that you made, don't let them affect that. Don't let them affect your decisions, your personal decisions. Like, oh, I like this haircut, but that guy doesn't like this haircut. He wants me to go bald. Screw that guy. It's not his choice. Mm-hmm. And it's never gonna be his choice.
Yeah, like, people shouldn't try to overrule your decisions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They should respect your thoughts. They should respect your actions. They should respect your decisions. They shouldn't always just try to be changing things constantly. Just because it's not their way doesn't mean that you have to take consideration into, you know, what they want. Because at the end of the day, whatever makes you happy is what you should do, right? It's what you should proceed to do, right? It's what you should strive for.
At the end of the day, it's your thoughts that count, and it's your decision to make.
Yep. So, how would you define a toxic person?
That's a hard question.
Right? Like, I know for me, it'd be somebody that just wants to see you just cry. You know what I mean? Good.
I know what you mean. It's like someone, not necessarily, not all toxic people want to make you cry. They just, toxic people are people that just spread negativity into your life, whether they mean to or not. And some of them mean to, and some of them don't. It sucks for the people that don't, but most of them mean to.
Do you feel like a lot of, you know, toxic people realize that they're impacting someone's life when they try to make decisions for that person, or when they, you know, nag their friends, nag their family, or just, you know, do wrong things to them? Do you think they realize that? Do you think they understand what the hell they're doing? Because I don't think any right-minded person would do that, like, to a person, you know? They'd immediately stop and be like, hey, I need to back up, because I'm destroying this guy's life. I'm destroying this lady's life. Let me just take a couple steps back and chill, you know?
I think that would be accurate if bad people didn't exist. Like, there are people that want to see you fail. Like, that they take pleasure out of seeing other people fail. They take pleasure out of seeing strife. They just, I don't know why malignant things just pleasure them. Like, it's their cup of tea.
Jeez. That's the saddest thing on the face of the planet. Personally, I'm a really soft-hearted individual. I don't ever want to see anybody, you know, struggle in life. Even if I don't know that person, I try not to judge people, you know, by the looks of them. But there's some people that, you know, they just give you no choice but to judge them, you know, through their actions. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people that are genuine, like genuinely need help, you know. I'll never beat a person down that genuinely needs help. Like if somebody needs money for food, you know, they're like, hey, you know, you have money, like I want to go buy some of a Burger King, can you help me out? I'll be like, yeah, here you go, you know, go buy yourself a burger. But then those, like I said, those individuals that just carry themselves horribly, and they're just, you could just tell they're horrible individuals. I don't want nothing to do with them. They're toxic people, you know. They're just toxic, and they have no shame in admitting it, you know, and no shame publicly displaying it to people. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then they hate the world because they say, oh, nobody cares. It's like, dude, you don't care about yourself. You know, you should care about yourself. Maybe if you started caring about yourself more, maybe if you started paying attention to what you do on a daily basis and taking responsibility and honoring your actions, you know, the way you treat people, noticing the way you treat people, maybe your life wouldn't be so shitty, you know, it'd be better.
I don't know. I think a lot of toxic people are the most toxic inside their own homes.
It's true. Behind closed doors, yep.
Yep. They act nice outside, or at least they try to. They act like a more toned down versions of their toxic self. Mm-hmm. But then behind closed doors, it comes out and they're like, they're monsters.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's ridiculous how somebody could flip like that, you know? Like, you're supposed to... All right, when it comes to family, you're not supposed... Like, family rise or dies for you, you know? Like, what's the point of having a family if you're just going to abuse them and be toxic to them? There's no point in that. There's no point of raising the family in order for you to abuse them, because you're just creating a monster that shouldn't be out there, you know? There's no love. Like, a family... You're supposed to have love in a family. You're not supposed to just... You're not supposed to poison their mind to make them hate people, you know. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to poison their mind and try to trick them into thinking horrible thoughts, you know. Yep. That's the worst thing you could do to your own family behind closed doors, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of toxic people do that. Like I know, like for instance, in a relationship between a man, like a boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, there's a big thing going around that says, hey, she's toxic, or hey, he's toxic, because he has certain traits about him make him toxic, right? Certain traits about her make her toxic. Mm-hmm. But do you think they really have the courage to show that in front of actual people, like in front of everybody? No, they wait until they're behind their phone, you know, where they feel safe and secure, where they think they're not gonna get caught. Or, you know, behind closed doors, and they abuse their significant other, or, you know, they just treat them horribly, and then they show another face when they go out.
Yep.
You know? And it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't know. Would you classify that as a disorder? As, to some degree?
I don't know. I'd say that a lot of toxic people have disorders, but I wouldn't classify it as a disorder. Because a lot of toxic people also become abusers.
Yep.
And that can just... I think that can be a product of their raising. I think it can be a product of how they see the world. I think it could be just because they like seeing people suffering. But those people, they can be like narcissists or sociopaths or just... A lot of different disorders could be going on in their mind. They could be bipolar.
They could be the types of people that say, it's my way or the highway type of people, you know?
That's like narcissism.
Narcissism. Like, yeah. The type of people that say, oh, if you're not in line with my set of ideas or values, then you're a piece of shit. You're not worth anything. And I'm going to make you know that every single day of your life. I'm going to make sure you know that so that... You know, you'll probably never align to my ideas. You'll probably never accept them. But I'm gonna make you know you're a piece of shit type of people, you know? Those are the most toxic people. And we have a lot of that going on right now because everybody decided to be political all of a sudden. and everybody knows everything about politics. And you got the left versus the right, you got the up versus the down, you got, you know, you got everybody versus everybody, and my opinion's right over yours, and there's nothing you can do about it. Literally, I'm big, you're little, I'm right, you're wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it. Type Matilda type stuff, you know what I mean? And that's toxic. That's toxic as hell. That mentality of thinking, you know, my side is 100% right. No, you know, not being open-minded is toxic. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. But at the same time, you cannot say that it's a bad thing to think that you're right.
No, it's not.
It's not a bad thing to think you're right, but you need to at least be open to the idea that you might be wrong.
Exactly. That's exactly what people need to do, because everybody is right. Everybody says, oh, Google told me this, so therefore I'm right. No, that doesn't mean you're 100% right. You could be 100% right, but, you know, you still need to take the other argument into consideration. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just totally bypass other people, because everybody has different opinions, you know? This is a world filled with different opinions, varying opinions, and not everybody's going to conform to your ideas and your thinking, you know, but that doesn't mean you have to freaking just totally banish people from your life either, you know, because they could be good people that they could just totally disagree with, you know, a certain idea that you have. That doesn't mean they're horrible people, though. Let me give you an example. I remember this one guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but I think he's a fucking prick. And I'm pretty sure he knows who he is. So if you listen to this, you're a fucking prick. But anyways, I was friends with this one guy. We're not friends anymore. Because he decided to say on Facebook that he was going to start blocking people who don't conform to his ideas. Right? And I thought that was shitty of him to say. And I messaged him. I was like, I was being polite. I wasn't being rude or anything, right? I was like, hey, man, don't you think that's a little too far to block somebody or, like, to totally just delete someone out of your life just because they don't conform to your idea? It's like, you have to have a level of, not acceptance, but you have to have a bias, you know what I mean? You have to allow that bias in your life. In order for you to function, in order for the world to function, there has to be that bias, you know?
Mm-hmm. You have to have a bias, but at the same time, you've got to have enough individuality to accept that other people can have their own ideas,
exactly.
But this is your idea.
Exactly, yeah. And that doesn't make... This is the thing that's wrong with the world right now, is that, like I said earlier, if you have a different idea than me, that's the worst thing you can... That's the worst possible thing you could do in your life. I'm going to ostracize you from all aspects of my life. I'm going to block you off of every social media platform. And you're no longer my friend. It doesn't matter how many years. You know, it doesn't matter if we grew up together. It doesn't matter, you know, if we knew each other for 20 years. You know, you disagree with me on this point, you're over. You're done. You're dead to me. You know, that's not right. And that happens a lot. And I've been hearing about it more recently now. Ever since, you know, the whole situation with Donald Trump and him bringing out all this stupid racial crap in the United States. But I feel like the people did it more than him. But anyways, I don't want to be political. But but I'll just get into a toxic point. Like, what a toxic individual would do, you know? Because in my opinion, having that mentality of, oh, I'm right and you're wrong. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what facts you have. It doesn't matter... You know, what you say, like, you're not going to be right. You're not going to change my mind. That's toxic to me.
I think it's toxic whenever they start, like you said, forcing their ideas on you. And, yeah.
So what would you do in that situation? Like, let's say that the individual that I just told you about. Let's say, you know, you guys knew each other for, like, 20 years. How would you handle that?
Oh, I'd cut him off, like, the limb with gangrene.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you not try to work it out
with them? It depends on how much I liked them. Like, it really does. Most people I don't like enough to try. That's horrible of me, but...
Yeah, that's kind of toxic. I'm
crazy about people. I love my family.
Look, this is what I would do. This is what I would do. I would try to talk to that person and be like, hey, man, it's not worth it. Or, hey, girl. Or, hey, lady. It's like, or hey, best friend. You know, it's not, or hey, cousin. Hey, mom. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. It's not worth destroying our relationship. Like, I'm not going to argue with this. Well, I'm not going to argue with you over this. Like, it's just a stupid point.
Like,
at the end of the day, we're family. At the end of the day, you're my brother. At the end of the day, you're my mom. At the end of the day, you're my cousin. At the end of the day, you're my best friend. And, you know, fuck all this, like, nonsense, bullshit that whatever, you know, the media displays and says and tries to divide people with. But at the end of the day, I just want to value you as a person, not your ideas.
Yeah. Honestly, like, if it was my sister or someone that was, like, close to me, like, I know people, I've known people for a while, and I don't feel particularly close to them, but if my sister or a few of my close high school friends, I'd be like, okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to banish my own sister from my life. That'd be stupid,
that
right?
That would be dumb.
I there's some things my siblings do that I don't totally agree with, but I still love them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say, oh, I don't know you anymore. That's stupid. Like, you're my blood. We grew up as kids together. Like, I'm not just going to disown you just because we don't agree with a certain thing in life, you know? That's stupid. That's dumb. That's not how the world should work, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that roll that way. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think being judgmental is also a very toxic trait. Like, to a certain extent, we all judge people, right? But there is a way of going overboard.
There is.
Like, if you don't wear a mask, you're scum of the earth. That's overboard. And we see people doing that all the time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the racism, if you're Mexican, you're supposed to mow lawns, or you're a cholo and you're not supposed to be here. That's where racism comes from. Like, judgment leads to racism. It leads to whatever the nationalist version of racism is, like, I don't know, because
at least to the KKK, okay?
Shut
that's
up.
What at least no, but I do like how you brought that up, because I mean, it just brings more division.
Yeah, toxic people and racism, or toxic people and judgment, toxic situations. It all goes hand in hand.
It does. If it's like a glove and a baseball, right?
Yeah. Like, a lot of the media is pretty toxic, too.
It is.
Yeah, they're constantly gaslighting America. I don't know about other countries. Never been there.
Man.
But that's what's going on. That's literally what the big feud between, like, Trump and Biden and all of the freaking presidents, they just gaslight the Americans. Not the presidents, the media. They gaslight the Americans about the politics and the presidents and just everything that has to do with our country. They manipulate us.
Well, this is what we need to start doing as human beings. Not as right-wingers, not as left-wingers, not as transgenders, not as, you know, all these other bullshit crap that people come up with. We need to start acting like human beings. We need to start respecting each other. We need to start, you know, being open-minded and just loving each other, because it's not worth the fight. It's not worth fighting with each other. We all have to live on this planet, whether we like it or not. We need to get along with each other.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you know, I got to feed my family. You got to feed your family.
Yep. You know?
Don't impede my way. I won't impede your way. We'll get along. We'll, you know, we'll go fucking smoke some kebabs. And
kebabs.
Go smoke some kebabs and put a little shrimp on the barbie. With that being said, we're gonna cut to a short commercial break. Make sure to not go anywhere, because we have our final thoughts coming up in a little bit.
Not our actual final thoughts, though. I'm sure those won't be for a long time, or at least I hope so.
We'll be right back, cats. Don't go anywhere. All right, cats, we are back, and we are coming to you guys with our final thoughts of toxic people. So, Kat, we've said a lot of things about toxic people, but I feel like we need to touch up on how to deal with toxic people. Because, like I said, we have to deal with these people on an everyday basis. You know, I could be sitting in the room with the toxic person right now. I wouldn't even know. Yes, I'm looking at you.
Oh.
No, but seriously. How do we combat toxic people? What do we need to do to let them know, like, hey, man, that's not cool. You need to stop that. How do we solve the problem of toxicity? So it's not hiding in our closet.
Some people don't mean to be toxic.
Okay.
And, like we said, with sensitivity,
okay,
it's there to protect us. So if you go at it, like, telling them that what they're doing is wrong, at it kind of rough, like I would, because I lack a lot of tact, to be honest. Like, I think the best way to go at it is just be blunt. But that's only because I can't figure out how to be, like, softer. But if you can figure out how to be soft about going about it, just, like, kind of tell them, hey, you know, you really did this, or, you know, I think this is really uncool whenever people do this. And maybe they'll realize that they're doing it. But
yeah, because if you don't stop them in their tracks, it makes them seem like, hey, this person is not saying anything about it, so they must be okay with it. So I'm going to continue. You know, I'm going to continue on my path to chaos and destruction. But once that person actually steps up and says, hey, you need to stop that bullshit, because it's not going to fly around here, right, McFly? I feel like that's when they're put in their place. And I think that's what more people need to start doing, even if they are, you know, labeled as Karens, because sometimes Karens are fucking right sometimes. You know what I mean? Karens have a right to be Karens sometimes, because people out there are fucking stupid sometimes. But like 95% of the times, Karens are just fucking Karens, you know?
Yeah. But if you say it like that, a lot of them are going to be combatant about it, like get pissed off.
Yeah, true. But how else would you like confront them?
I don't. Some people have tact that we do not, dear. That's all I'm going to say about that.
No, seriously, like,
I'm being dead serious. Like, I don't know how I would confront them like that, but there are people that I admire the heck out of. They have so much patience, they have so much tact, and they're just graceful in the way they put things that you wouldn't even realize that they were trying to confront you, but you would feel bad about it. Like, you would realize that you're in the wrong.
I mean, I've had to deal with toxic people before, and I'm not even gonna lie, I've let toxic people have their way, or make them feel like they're having their way with me. But, you know, at the same time, I'm like, I just brush them off. You know what I mean? I don't take them into consideration at any point in my life with anything I do. I just let them be toxic. You know, that's a way to combat it, right?
No, that's a way to live with it.
But it's also a way to combat it, right? Because if you don't let it affect your life, what harm is it doing to you? Like, do words hurt? Like, words hurt sometimes, right? But if you don't let them hurt you, they don't hurt. You just got to be strong, right? And not a lot of people are strong, but a lot of people can do that. I wouldn't resort to that as, like, the number one thing to do in how to combat a toxic person, but it is on the list, I think.
Okay, but toxic people, they repeat stuff, okay? They repeat toxic stuff. And eventually, whether you realize it or not, it gets into your head. And then you start repeating the same stuff.
Yeah.
And you hurt the people around you. So I wouldn't, that would be like, if you absolutely had to for a short term period of time, you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, you know, you just meet a random person on the street. He's being toxic. This isn't your family member. This isn't, you know, your best friend. You know, it's some troll on Facebook that's just being toxic because he's being stupid. You know what I mean? That would work, because how would it have an impact on your life? Unless he starts fucking stalking you and, like, watching your every move, you know what I mean? He or she starts stalking you. But I mean, that I think that's one way to combat a toxic person. Another way, like, I think the number one way to combat a toxic person, like I told you offset, would be to literally just confront them and make them aware. Because like I said earlier in the first segment, I don't think they're aware when they're doing it. A lot of people, I don't think they're aware that they're hurting you. You know, they just have a controlling mentality, and maybe they were born, you know, thinking, hey, no one's ever stopped me. My parents never stopped me. You know, people have never said anything to me, so it's okay. I'm not demanding. I'm not controlling. I just always get things done my way, and so that's how it's gonna be. But then, you know, you meet that one person that's like, hey, motherfucker, you're not gonna control me. Like, you're not gonna talk to me like that. You better know your place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think everybody needs that person to put them in their place. You know?
Yeah.
You can't just let a wild animal set a goddamn tiger out into a city and not expect him to eat a couple people. Mm-hmm. No, you gotta have the fucking tamer there to make sure that bitch goes back in his cage, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Personally, my personal opinion is a lot of them are aware. But a lot of them are also not aware, so 50-50 there. I think the best way to deal with toxic people is to minimize their appearances in your life.
Ooh, that's beautiful. Beautiful! I love that. Expand.
Expand?
Expand on that. Because also that's really good. I didn't even think about that one.
You've got a... Like... Some people have toxic people in their families, right? Okay. Well, you can still love them. You can still... try to be good to them, but don't let them be bad to you. Don't let them be in your life to the point where they can control it, basically. They can do whatever they want in it. Don't let them run rampant like the lion or tiger, whatever you just said.
The cowardly lion? So that keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer type of thing wouldn't work with toxic people.
No.
It wouldn't.
No.
Because you want to keep them as far away from you as possible. Because
you don't want to poison your own mind. You don't want to become the toxic person that you're trying to not be around. You're trying to combat. And eventually they do turn you just like them if you let them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why. Like you said earlier, it's always negativity that wins. I mean, just look at the world around us.
I feel like people just don't slow down enough to see the positivity. Like, have I ever told you about my car crash? I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that once I got over the fear of death, like, in a couple of seconds, I rolled my car at one point when I was 16. My mind slowed down and I was just like, this is a beautiful day while the car was rolling. like it smelled super fresh, like the air smelled like earthy, and just nice.
Why at that moment in time, Kat, at that moment in time, you were flipping midair. God knows how many times you flipped.
Not very many.
100 times isn't not very many?
Oh, whatever. I did not flip 100 times. It was like a half a roll because it was a slow roll over.
But I mean, I've heard that more often than not. Like, for example, you know, everybody hates the world. They just look at every negative aspect in the world and, you know, use that as fuel to, you know, to kind of define their terminology, to back up their statement that the world sucks, you know?
I think that whenever you think you're about to die, you're like, oh, well, damn.
The world's
nothing better, nothing better to think about.
I should have had another one of them juicy Taco Bell burritos. You start appreciating everything in life, huh?
No.
But yeah, no, I do like what you said. Just keep toxic people as far away from you as possible. That's probably
without being toxic to them too. That's the trick, because then they just get more toxic.
Yeah.
And that's tricky.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
No, I agree with that. You shouldn't beat a person when he's down, right? And the person shouldn't get back up and hit you if you didn't beat him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, so, I mean, if there's no other way, just keep him out completely.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But don't be a dickhead about it. You know, just show him love and show him respect. And hopefully, you know, that's enough to change that person's mentality and lift that person into a better state spiritually, right?
Yep.
Well, that was fun. Toxic people suck. That's my conclusion. And there's lots of ways to combat toxic people. And like I said earlier in the segment, I mean, we have to live with them, so we have to know how to combat them. We have to know how to talk to them. We have to know how to defend ourselves from them. And we're the only people that can either, you know, make them realize that, hey, you know, you're being toxic and that's not cool. First of all, it's not a good thing for yourself as a human being. And secondly, it's not a good thing for the people around you, because at that point, I don't think anybody wants to be around you. So, you know, it takes all of our efforts combined to make toxic people go away and to help them realize that they're just heading down a path of no return.
Just a path of self-destruction and,
yes,
sadness.
And where I don't ever want to see anyone go, you know, because it's not ever over for somebody when they're going down that path. There's always, you can always rescue somebody. We just can't give up on each other. We always have to be there for each other, no matter how bad the other person sucks, no matter how bad you suck. We always have to try to be the best type of people on the face of the planet, because like I said, we're all going through this together, and we all need to respect each other for the human beings we are. And with that being said, if you're dealing with a toxic person in your life, I hope we gave you some ideas on how to deal with them, and I hope your situation gets better. But believe me, I've had my fair shares, and I'm pretty sure Kat has had her fair shares of dealing with toxic people, and we made it, and I'm pretty sure all of you guys can make it as well. And with that being said, thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys, you know, got some good ideas on how to fix certain situations in your life that you're going through right now. Make sure to check out all our previous material. It's really, really good. You know, we're still building up. We're getting back into it. COVID has been excruciatingly painful. Shout out to all my family and friends that, you know, have suffered from COVID and got through it, and those that are still suffering through it. I hope you guys get through it, and I hope all of your family members are safe, healthy, and continue to live a beautiful life. With that being said, make sure to visit our Instagram page at www.instagram.com/thefunhousecats. I post pretty much every other day. It's some stupid stuff, but it's probably enough to make you smile if you're having a bad day. Thank you guys again. We love you guys. We hope we continue to get your support, and we will continue allocating great material for your listening ears. Thank you guys. Have a beautiful night. Stay toxic free and live your best life.
Adios, amigos.